Go on Q105.
Winding her down, my people. Another beautiful broadcast day here in the 419, the TOL, the OHIO. It's Q105, Denny Schaefer Show. Hot, humid, hazy showers, thunderstorms. Some could be strong today. High near 90. Heat index at 100. It is 77 now at the Cumulus compound. We do this thing on Thursday. It's called Hypothetical Thursday. And I like doing this because it always makes Susie crazy.
Makes Stu crazy.
Stu doesn't like this little thing. It's just we lay out a little question, and it's a hypothetical. Even though I'm the commissioner, there are right and wrong answers, as Paul just found out. Mm-hmm. All right.
We've learned.
Would you rather have four legs or four arms? That's it. There's our hypothetical. Would you rather have four legs or four arms?
And I can't ask any questions.
No!
But I need to know if I still keep the other arms that if I get four legs like
no,
that. So my two arms?
You're a four-leg
no,
heaven.
No, no. Right
legs?
Now you have two legs, two arms.
Right.
You have to have either all legs or all arms. You can't have a set of each.
Okay.
Including an extra set of legs or an extra set of arms.
I have to say arms.
Arms?
I have to say arms.
Why?
Sure. Because then you can... choke more chickens.
Yes! That is such the right damn answer.
By the look in your face, what you wanted me to say.
You stole my line.
Obviously,
the answer is hands. Because you can choke more chickens.
Yeah. You could be in your own circle.
Oh, it's the dumbest show ever. This is the dumbest radio show ever. And if you just blame Andy Stewart. Anyway, Susie, what about you?
You have a fight with yourself.
Well, just the whole arms because I could multitask.
How do you get around, though, if you're all arms?
You have to walk on your hands.
You know how funny people are going to look at you? Especially
you know, the forearm thing won't throw them.
No, the four-leg thing.
Or the four-leg thing won't throw them.
But at least you can get around with your arms. You know, you'll have to walk on your hands, and then one of your hands, if it's being occupied with the chicken, people are going to talk.
Then you got to do that with your toes if you have four legs.
See, I'm starting to rethink mine. I think it might have to be legs, because then you could really get around. You know how fast you could be?
Oh, you'd be hoofing.
It would you'd almost be like a spider, a spider.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could really get going.
You
know, and then you could go like sideways, and you could go forward, you know,
it'd
like
be very
a cheetah.
Creepy. It would be creepy.
It would be creepy.
It would be disturbing.
You would gallop into work?
Don't you think hands would be creepier having four arms? So arms for legs? And
I think that the creepy factor is equal on both counts.
I'm not sure. Susan, what would you pick?
Man, I don't know.
You got to pick.
I got to pick?
We ain't stopping the show till you pick.
No, I'm not picking.
You have to pick.
Susie, pick.
It's 9:40. You're picking, girl.
9:40. You're picking.
Not picking. I don't want to pick. This is dumb.
It is dumb. Pick anyway.
The whole show is dumb, but we do it every day. Don't get caught up on dumb, because this is the show.
Four
dumb.
Arms, four legs. What do you pick? What if you were ambidextrous and you had four arms? Then what would you be? You'd be quadridextrous. What would you be?
All right, how about this?
I don't know.
Four arms or four legs or four schmeckles.
Ew. Oh, come on now.
Sorry.
I don't know the
Just
wonders of
one.
A schmeckle. So arms.
Oh, it's wonderful. It wasn't yesterday in the golf course Highland Meadows.
Ooh.
Man. That was a rough, rough day.
I bet the chafing was off the charts.
Oh, yeah. It was. Oh, my gosh. And it's not like I can take a break and take my, shake some gold bond down there.
And
couldn't do it.
No.
Anyway, just pick one or the other.
I thought arms.
Okay. Why?
I have to have a why now, too?
She can get a lot done.
We'll just start with a why.
All right,
did we ask you?
Did you miss that? She said all that.
All right. So you can be a gymnast? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Paul, what about you?
I'm thinking arms because I would be a foreplay master.
Oh.
Ew.
Ew.
Daddy,
couldn't you technically be a foreplay master with just two?
And wouldn't that be redundant?
Well,
are you like half a master now?
But think about that. Think where your other two
now,
hands
I can't think about you in foreplay. I just can't.
And again.
No.
That's redundant.
It kind of is. But for some weird reason, I can think about you and the chicken. That's pretty much it.
That's how I got the job.
That does not bother me so much. But there it is. Hypothetical Thursday. Put that baby to bed.
You don't like that one? You didn't like that one?
No, it's creepy.
creepy.
Just drive home. Now I'm tired.
Just they drive home and think about that.
They hate it when you talk about sex.
That's right.
All right, get out of here, Paul. Go out to the classic and sling some drinks. Nice job today. Trisha, way to go.
Thanks for the ride. See you guys tomorrow.
All right, Susan, you are fantastic.
Friday. Yeah, tomorrow. Thanks, boss. Thanks, listeners.
Already Friday. Yes. This week was
fast week.
Till next time, this is Denny Shaver saying do what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming. And remember, Toledo's Q105.
Hit somebody!